our assignment for this week was to bring a verse about sinking in deep waters, and verse that kind of likens that to struggling spiritually, and also to bring another verse about the help for that, the cure, and here in Psalm 69 says, "Save me, O God, for the waters flood my soul. I am stuck in the mire of the sea, and there is no place to stand. I came into the depths of the sea, and the storm overwhelmed me." And here in verse 15 it says, "Save me from the mire, that I may not be stuck therein. Deliver me from those who hate me, and from the depths of the waters. Let not a storm of water drown me, neither let the deep swallow me up, nor the well enclose its mouth upon me."
I also got Psalm chapter 68:15-16. "Save me from the mire, that I may not be stuck therein. Deliver me from those who hate me, and from the depths of the waters. Let not a storm of water drown me, neither let the deep swallow me up, nor let the well close its mouth upon me." And that's King David talking about all his woes and all his troubles that are overwhelming him. And I think the solution for that was that he looked to God for help. And that can kind of be an example for us when we're being overwhelmed by all the problems and stuff, and we think we can't hold on much longer. Just look to God for help, and you'll eventually get through.
I got the story of when Jesus was walking out on the water, and they thought it was a ghost, and he said, "Be of good cheer, it is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered him, saying, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him, and said to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." And I was thinking, yeah, when he had faith in Jesus, he had some faith in Jesus. He had actually a lot of faith, and he walked out on the water. But whenever he saw the wind and everything, and just kind of got scared about the things going on, kind of like how nowadays people get worried about things that are going on in the world, and they start to sink. But when he cried out to Jesus for help, and he turned to the right place, and God lifted him up.
So I didn't realize I had the same verse or same psalm as Micah and Roger, but Psalm 69, starting on verse 15. "Save me from the mire, that I may not be stuck therein. Deliver me from those who hate me, and from the depths of the waters. Let not a storm of water drown me, neither let the deep swallow me up, nor the well enclose its mouth upon me." And then an answer to that here toward the end of the psalm. "Let heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moves in them. For God shall save Zion, and the cities of Judah shall be built. They shall dwell therein and inherit it, and the seed of his servant shall possess it, and those who love his name shall dwell in it."
And Jeremiah got thrown into a muddy pit because he was warning the people in the city that they were going to get attacked and die of famine and stuff. And so but if they went to this other city, they'd be saved. So therefore he was weakening the city. And so they threw him into this pit, and then, but Ebed this man heard that he was thrown down there, and he went and got permission from the king and got 30 men and ropes and went and pulled him up out. So even after he had been thrown into a pit, God sent someone with help to pull him up out.
Psalm 107, verse 25 says, "He spoke, and a stormy wind arose, and its waves were lifted up. They mount up to the heavens and descend into the deep. Their soul is consumed with evils. They were troubled. They were shaken like one drunk with wine. And all their wisdom was consumed. Then they cried to the Lord in their affliction, and he brought them out of their distresses. He also commanded the storm, and it became a breeze, and its waves were still." That just shows us that whenever we're all troubled and not knowing where to go, sinking deeper, we need to just call upon the Lord and have faith in him. He'll get the winds and the waves to calm down.
Jonah literally went down into the ocean when he was in trouble with God. The way he overcame this was this. He went and did what God told him to do. Isaiah 43:2, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flames burn you."
If the people in Noah's time hadn't disobeyed what God said, God wouldn't have destroyed them in the flood.